I'm glad you guys are joining the party. London's been a bit buzzy today.
I can imagine so, and where better to start with David Haight and Tony Bellew. Of course, we saw their press conference earlier this afternoon. What did you make of it?
It was predictable. Tony Bellew is being Tony Bellew. David Haight, his reaction to me was a bit of a giveaway, because it's the first time I've seen him let anybody get under his skin. And that's for real. That's true.
Well, I was going to ask if you thought we'd learned anything from that press conference, and presumably you do. You think that Tony got under David's skin a little bit?
Yeah, I do. I do think that. David's usually cool and cunning, naturally fights as well. And he's not. I've seen him, all the times I've seen him box, I've never seen anybody get him to react the way he did. And he did, he bit. And he's dancing to Tony's tune. That's what Tony wants. Tony's the kind of guy that will find calm throughout chaos. He'll get in someone's face, he'll get him angry, and that's what he does, because he's the kind of guy that gets in the moment. But David happened to get there as well, and he got to a point where David was actually ranting for a while, and I thought, this, even his own team were like looking to say, wow, what's happening here? And so I just think I think David bit. I think he'll be mad at himself for biting. I think the next time they meet, he'll try again. Tony will try again to try and wind him up. And David will probably bite again. He's got to emotionally detach himself from this fight and be cunning, be crafty, like he was. Like that. That's the style he fought. That's why he was so successful. But so far, Tony's managed to get under his skin. So with him getting under his skin, I just think if this was a game of tennis, I'd say 15 love to Tony Bellew.
So what do you think it is then about it? Do you think that there is genuine dislike between these two? Because we hear it so often.
There is. This isn't MMA. This isn't football. This is for real. You can't play boxing. And boxing is the kind of sport where this is a put-on. People don't respect that. Fighters don't respect that. You lose respect from a lot of fighters because of that. You lose respect from a lot of fighters because of that. So this is for real. It's not a joke. And even before Tony won the world title, Tony said this is what he was going to do. He said he was going to call out David Haight. And I said, are you sure? You sure he didn't do that? And he fancied it. He wanted it. And then he did. He called him out. Just wait. If he puts David Haight, he's told me he's going to call out after that. And you will be so surprised. And I believe him. I do believe him.
Well, it should be exciting viewing either way. So you think then, after this fight, win or lose, whichever one does win, you think that we're not going to be seeing any handshakes and hugs afterwards, that there'll be a bit of bad feeling continue afterwards?
Yeah, it's a bit of relief, but there's no love lost between these two. It will be a bit of relief to fight over, but there's no love lost between the both. So don't be surprised by what happens.
And I just want to get your thoughts on a fight a little closer to the present day. Anthony Joshua will be seeing him in just over a week's time. What were your thoughts on this fight? Are you looking forward to it?
Yes, I am, without a doubt. Anthony Joshua, it's just nice to be on watching how this pans out. I think it's going to be really exciting. I think it's a chance for the fans to get up close and personal, especially being up north as well. Manchester's a great place to put a fight on. The atmosphere is great and everything. I'm really, everybody's looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to being at home, close to the home for once.
Were you a little bit disappointed that he's not taken a bigger fight? Because a lot of Anthony Joshua's recent fights, everyone he's gone into, they've seemed like a bit of a mismatch.
Well, they have, because Anthony Joshua's made it look like a mismatch. And so, obviously, the next one they're talking, Vladimir Klitschko. So this is the build-up for that. So then what they're going to say? What happens if he does the same to Vladimir Klitschko and makes it look so easy? Are people going to say Vladimir's way past his best? Mm. The problem is, David's that good, he makes everybody look so bad. Anthony Joshua's that good, he makes everybody look so bad. So what's important is, just enjoying while he's here. He's young, he's hungry, and that's what is important.
Do you feel that Anthony Joshua gets the respect he deserves because of what appear to be mismatches? A lot of people think, he should be taking bigger fights. And do you feel he's getting the respect that he deserves? Is he a victim of a reasonably weak heavyweight division at the moment?
No, not at all. Listen, you go out to America, all the talk about is Anthony Joshua. He's respected worldwide. And he's making a lot of fights that Americans think, I'm beating Americans, I'm beating fighters, he's making them look bad, he's beating them hands down. So within the game, he's getting the respect. He's not just on a commercial from
He's obviously well respected worldwide for his achievements and what he's doing.
And on the undercard of that fight, we've got one of our Yorkshire boxers, David Allen, is back in action against one of the top heavyweights in the world, Luis Ortiz. Yeah. Were you surprised he took this fight on?
Yes. That's lovely. To me, I think this fight is going to be spot on. I think it's good for Dave Allen to pick the fight. He's got so much bottle, he's got so much front. You've got to give it to him, and so you've got to respect him for doing it. It's a tough fight, and he's the kind of guy he's a warrior, complete and utter warrior. He's a complete and utter warrior. So you've got to respect him for that.
Just before I let you go, I want to ask you about one of the fights we've seen recently, one of the fights of the year in Andre Ward and Sergey Kovalev. Quite a controversial decision, especially with how close it was as well. Did you see it as the 114-113 that it was?
I actually thought Kovalev won the fight. That's what I actually thought. But I know they've agreed with a draw. But when it came to Ward, I didn't agree with that. I'd have said a draw more than anything else. But it was a good fight, and I'm looking forward to seeing it again.